Colorado's 4th Congressional District Special Election, From Swamp to Steadfast, by Pam Long. The most fascinating political race in Colorado, this cycle, is the 4th Congressional District. U.S. Representative Ken Buck, RCO, decided not to run for re-election, then resigned early in March. His vacancy requires a special election for his interim replacement from June 2024 to January 2025, coinciding with the primary election for his potential replacement in the next term, starting in January 2025. During his last term, Buck went against members in the Republican Party on issues such as election integrity and the election protest on January 6, 2021, at the U.S. Capitol. Buck's departure leaves CD4 constituents without a representative until June, and it puts the narrow Republican majority at risk in the U.S. House of Representatives. What happened to Ken Buck? Buck explained to media his reasons for resigning were the dysfunction in Washington, D.C., and his plan to take a different job, with a vague comment about selecting better candidates that hints of a consulting or media position. When people ask what happened to Ken Buck, there are three clues. First, in 2015, he naively broadcast to the swamp that he was lonely in Washington, D.C., as detailed by the Greeley Tribune in Long Days, Lonely Nights Are the Life of Freshman Congressman Ken Buck. With media, it is always better for elected officials to discuss issues rather than personal weaknesses that can be exploited by political operatives. Second, in 2017, he publicized the pay-to-play system in D.C., where congressmen must raise $200,000 to $450,000 for the National Republican Congressional Committee to hold a seat on a committee. These required dues were reported by the Denver Post in Ken Buck Blasts Fundraising Culture in Washington. Buck informed the public that lobbyists pay these dues during the welcome week of parties before session, and then they effectively own congressmen from their first day on the job. Third, in 2018, Buck refused to open his D.C. apartment door for a surprise visit from his wife, which resulted in his divorce after 2 decades of marriage. Buck, author of Drain the Swamp, wrote about how Washington, D.C. can corrupt a good congressman by design. Lavish parties, committee chairmanships for sale, pay-to-play corruption, backroom arm-twisting, votes on major legislation going to the highest bidder. CD4 Special Election Republican Candidate Greg Lopez. The Republican Party Vacancy Committee considered 9 candidates in 6 rounds of voting. The delegates voted for Greg Lopez, former gubernatorial candidate, to be the interim candidate for CD4. Lopez is running as a placeholder so that this special election does not interfere with the primary election for CD4. None of the Republican candidates for CD4 will have an advantage as an incumbent, which will maintain the integrity of the primary. With Lopez's name on the ballot for only the special election, this should bring clarity to voters who will likely be confused with 2 elections in June, one for the special election and one for the primary election. Lopez plans to be a strategic partner for the winner of the primary election. He has name recognition, a trusted conservative voice in a conservative district, and a strong work ethic on the campaign trail. His platform will focus on faith, family, and freedom. He will also emphasize parental rights, including parental notification in schools on gender dysphoria and preservation of girls' sports. Lopez has over 30 years of leadership experience as a military veteran, former mayor of Parker, former president and CEO of the Colorado Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, former secretary and treasurer of the E-470 Highway Authority, and former director of the United States Small Business Administration. His leadership experience is detailed in Greg Lopez. Development in Colorado requires smart growth and experienced leadership. CD4, Special Election Democrat Candidati, Tricia Calvarese. Colorado Politics reported that Tricia Calvarese moved from Virginia to Colorado in the fall of 2023. After winning the Democrat convention votes for the CD4 special election, she is now campaigning for a congressional seat after less than a year as a resident in Colorado. As reported by the Colorado Sun, Calvarese's platform in her own words, "I will fight to defend Social Security, to get the government out of reproductive choices and freedoms, I will work to create paths to well-paid union jobs and apprenticeships right out of high school, Calvarez, a first-time political candidate, told committee members. Republican candidates historically have an advantage of 23% of voters over Democrat candidates in CD4 elections. The Colorado Sun also reported that Calvarez is ineligible to run legally as the Democrat candidate in Colorado due to a 12-month voter registration requirement. A lawsuit filed Wednesday in Denver against Colorado Secretary of State Gina Griswold alleges that Calvarez was ineligible to be selected by delegates at a special Democratic convention last week because of a provision in state law known as 14402. It says that any candidate nominated by a political party must be affiliated with the party for at least 12 consecutive months prior to the date the convention begins, as shown in the statewide voter registration system. Calvarez's state voter file shows she registered in Colorado and as a Democrat on Dec 16, 2023, less than 4 months before she was appointed as the party's nominee. Calvarez claims her lifelong Democrat Party affiliation in other states makes her eligible to run in Colorado's CD4 special election. According to TrishaForColorado.com, she is a former Democrat campaign staffer in Pennsylvania, for a failed congressional candidate, a climate activist, a union activist, and a speechwriter. CD4 primary election. The confirmed Republican candidates for the CD4 primary thus far are U.S. Rep. Lauren Boebert, Deb Flora, Rep. Richard Holtorf, Rep. Mike Lynch, and County Commissioner Jerry Sonnenberg. Three other candidates are awaiting petition signature verification as of April 12th. Floyd Trujillo, Chris Phelan, Peter Yu. The Democrat candidates for the CD4 primary are Trisha Calvarez, pending eligibility lawsuit, John Padora, and Ike McCorkle. For this election, voters must look beyond whether potential congressmen or congresswomen are merely informed on issues. The best candidate must also be able to stand up to intimidation in Washington, D.C., with safeguards in place to withstand a dirty culture of bribery, blackmail, and compromising setups. With 2 months until concurrent elections, it appears both parties are in disarray with infighting about eligibility, Democrat Party, and endorsements, Republican Party. For many people in CD4, this is an exciting opportunity for Greg Lopez, a steadfast leader in Colorado, to rise above all the politics and represent Colorado with his 30 years of leadership experience, and to prepare the CD4 office for the next congressman or congresswoman.